Hi there, thank you so much for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional specialist, and of course, it's my job to get you the details of the service, answer all of your questions, and then make it as affordable as I can for your business. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Not bad, not bad at all. Now, I do have your file here in front of me, and it's a family-owned business, right? You guys kind of
All right.
do it all together. Now, for something like this, for the financial marketing purchase, I mean, if you liked what you hear, would that be something that you would be able to do on your own, or do you need to speak with the other members of your family, the partners in your business?
No, I'm able to do that on my own.
Okay. So, I mean, I wanted to address the question of your website. Now, we do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have one or who have a website that they don't like. Now, for your existing website, though, I mean, that's someone else's code, it's someone else's server. We would not be able to make any changes to your website. We can help you with suggestions on how you can make changes on your own, or whoever built the website could make changes for you. But, you know, like I said, if it's a website that we built, then of course we'll make changes for you, you know. But the important thing is whether or not we do a website for you, we would be promoting your company so that your website is seen. A website's an important and powerful conversion tool. It gives people the reasons to call you. They know what you're doing. They know that you're in the area. They can see photos for your company. But if people don't see it, then it doesn't really work, right? So our job first and foremost is to make it easy for people who don't already know the name of your company to find your business, find the website, and of course pick up the phone to call you. They can do that by simply going on Google or going on Bing and typing in keywords related to your services. Now, the content that we create for your business online includes things like Facebook, Yelp, Apple Maps. I would even suggest a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads, because you might go an hour or even an hour and a half away for the right job, right? So we can target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Now, as far as pricing goes, it is on a month-to-month basis. There is no long-term contract. Our job, though, is to simply keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. You do qualify for reduced pricing, and it would bring your rate down from what would normally have been $599 a month to just $299, and that $299 would be the exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, it's very different than like the Angi leads that it seems like you might be using. That's a lead-based service. You pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. With this,
Correct.
no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, big jobs or small, it is that flat rate, and it's exactly $299. And again, it would never go up on you. Now, I'm sure you've got questions, but being that it's designed to get your phone ringing and month to month on that exclusive flat rate, I'm sure that's something that you would want for your company, right?
Correct.
Absolutely, because Google's the... Oh, go ahead.
So one other question I had. You said that you guys do build websites.
We sure do.
So
Yeah.
is that such a thing as to where we could copy the one that I have or not
We
necessarily?
absolutely could do that. And I would be willing to include the website at no additional cost. I mean, you've got a website of sorts. It's in the works, a work in progress. We can even use the existing domain, pull content from that website, and finish it out for you. And in which case, of course, we could make changes to your website at no cost, or you would even be able to as well. Some of our clients love that there is a website editor tool that they have access to, so you could make changes to your website. Whether you make those changes or if we make those changes, there's no additional cost for that. And like I said, the initial construction of the website, as well as the hosting, maintenance, and updating of that site, would be included at no cost. We could definitely use the content that you've already created and spent time on to help us flesh out the website. In that way, of course, your website's going to be, you know, what you're looking for, how you want to brand your business and how you want to present yourself and your company to the people that would see you. You will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search, and of course, most of the time you simply get direct phone calls. Everything will have the click-to-call feature, so customers will call you directly. Now, if they do happen to fill out the contact form on your website, let you know where they're located and what they want to have done, you will get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it is still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they do type into that form, though, repopulates on your tracking system. We actually call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do with that besides just tracking the success of the account. Now, are you doing residential and commercial, or are you focusing strictly on residential clients right now?
We do both. Like I said, we do commercial and residential. We are a general contractor. So.
And did you have a preference of one over the other? Are you kind of like a nice, even mix?
I mean, residential is kind of more my pick because it's not as much. And, like, it seems like if you get into certain kinds of commercial, like, you say, for a dentist office and stuff, that's not too bad. But then it seems like some where you get into where you need to have, I mean, you can't even climb up a ladder without getting chewed out because you're not tied off and all that. It's just a lot more drama.
Sure. No, absolutely. Yeah, so, I mean, we can focus a little bit more on the residential client, but then, of course, you know, the calls come directly to you. So you would still get phone calls from commercial opportunities. And then, of course, you kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you or the best fit for your company. Now, as far as that tracking system goes, it updates in very near real time. So, like throughout the day, you'll always have the most up-to-date information about where the work is coming from. Did you have any other questions, though?
So where all did you say, like, you basically list it? Like, you so just to get me a reference of this, you guys have run ads?
So it's kind of a comprehensive program to make sure that you're found whenever someone in your area is looking for your services. So first and foremost, if someone, let's say, I mean, they could type in really anything. You provide so many different services. Let's say they type in roofing contractor or residential roofing replacement or something like that, whatever they type in, or really for any of the service. You do decks and you do, like you said, general construction. No matter what someone types in, and again, they don't have to type in your business name, but when they're in your service area, and again, we can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you most want to be found. We don't just draw a circle around you like 50, 60, 80 miles. We can target where you want to go. If there are places you don't want to go, we just don't run your ads there. So you're only going to get phone calls from the people and places that you want to work with. So as long as they're in your service area and they're searching for any keyword related to the services that you provide, your business will be one of those options on the very first search, on the initial search result, on the very top of the page on Google or on Bing, right? So, of course, that's what it's all about, being right there in the exact moment that someone is searching for you, and 9 times out of 10, someone is going to make that purchasing decision, make that phone call based off what they see on that first page. Now, you would also have Facebook ads. Those Facebook ads can be both retargeting ads and just general ads, especially if someone does that search on Google or Bing. Later on that day, later on that week, they go on their Facebook page just in their downtime. Your business would pop up as those retargeting ads, reminding them that they did that search, reminding them that they still need to call someone if that's the case. They would even be reminded, oh, yeah, I remember GNG. I saw that when I did my search on Google. that gives them the reasons to click on your website and call you. Even if they didn't do that initial search, you would still have ads as part of their live stream. They can click on your website, click on the ad that will run for you if they have a project in mind. And Facebook ads are super affordable. In fact, they are included in that package. This is our platinum package, which is ideal for anybody going over 30 miles, right? It's going to cover your entire service area. And we can get specific okay. about where we have you listed. So although I did reduce the cost of that platinum package from $599 down to $299, the initial $100 of Facebook ads that come with that package, that's still intact. And that goes a very long way because Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So with that $100 budget built in, you're looking at about 400 clicks in a month from someone who will be interested in your services, wanting to see your website, perhaps picking up the phone to call you. And like I said, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. I just did a search, and this is only for Google. I mean, Google is pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. So I guess with that math, you could, you know, maybe cut this by a tenth. But in the last 30 days, and my gosh, this is so limited because it's really just for roofing and decks. And I know you guys do so much more than that. I just wanted to kind of see what you could expect. And I only did a 50-mile radius. And I mean, obviously, in an hour and a half, you know, you might be able to get even further than 50 miles if you're willing to go, right? And like I said, this doesn't even cover, I would think, not even a quarter of the things that people could type in. Even just for roofing and decks, this is maybe only half of what people could type in. But it generated the 9 most popular search phrases related to roofing and deck construction in a 50-mile radius of the 46741. Very limited in its scope, and again, not representative of what you would be able to see. Obviously, we can target anywhere you want to go, and any of the keywords and search phrases that you want to be found for, you can get phone calls. But I did that search, and for those 9 most popular search phrases, in the last 30 days, there was 1,814 searches. Now, that's for sure not 1,814 people doing a single search. People might search 3, 5, or 10 times. And I'm definitely not trying to tell you that you're going to get 1,800 phone calls. The reason I bring it up, and Google's been tracking this for a very long time, regardless of the area, regardless of the industry, the businesses that pop up on the first page will see between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls to them. So 1,800 searches, 1% is 18, 2% is 36. And those will be phone calls coming directly to you. And like I said, that's not even maybe even a tenth of what someone could type in and still get phone calls for. It's just the 9 most popular search phrases for some of your most profitable services. But people could type in residential kitchen remodeling contractor or something like that. I mean, there's a whole host of keywords and search phrases for services you'd be willing to provide that aren't even included in that search. But if you're getting 30, 40, 50 phone calls in a month from someone who saw a website for you before they called you, even a modest conversion rate would have your phone ringing enough for you to be profitable with those services, right? Like I said, we can include the website for you. I think you'd be real profitable with this service. When we get your phone ringing, is the phone number that we're speaking on now, is that the number you want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
Yes, it is. Yes.
It is. And you can receive a text on that number too, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Like I said, most of the time you simply get calls directly to you. When someone fills out the contact form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. Now, as far as the email goes, if it is a business email, we'll list it physically on your website. If it's more of like a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you. What is a good email?
I do have a personal and I also do have a business one. The business one would be gngconstruction327@gmail.com.
Okay, so the name of the business, 327@gmail.com, right?
Correct. Okay. All lowercase on that.
Gotcha, yeah. Perfect. And then, did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Like I said, your potential customers are mostly going to call you. But when we call, when we contact you, we do use phone, text, and email. Usually it's the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. But did you have any preference at all? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
This phone number that you have on right now, that's perfect.
Phone is perfect. Phone is the most common response that I get from service-based businesses, which brings me to my next question. The business is technically service-based, meaning that you go out to the customer, no one comes to you. There's not like a brick-and-mortar location, showroom, or anything like that that you wanted us to promote for the business?
No, we do not.
That's perfectly... You just talk to them and go out to them. That's kind of how Google expects it to be, right? I mean, it's a service-based company. Google expects it to be run out of the home, run out of the truck. I did, though, see a physical address on a HomeAdvisor listing with the same phone number attached. The 14104 Chuba Road, is that a residence?
Yes, that's actually where I was brought up, where I was raised.
That was your childhood home. So now Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on that door any more than you would, especially since you're going to be out in the field most days. So you're going to be listed, city and state with no zip code. And then, of course, like I said, we can get you found anywhere you want to be found, you know, whether it's Fort Wayne or Harlan or Auburn, anywhere in your service area that you really want to be found, we can get you found there and found quickly. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, first of all, Vic never did get your last name.
Graber, G-R-A-B-E-R.
Gotcha. And then your first name?
Adam, A-D-A-M.
Okay, all right. And then, Adam, if you don't have any other questions, Mr. Graber, I would do a couple of things here. One, I would be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That is to schedule a follow-up call, and it's just like it sounds. We would want to talk to you about your services, your service area, talk to you about any mission statement or motto that you might have, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your company, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We would take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. The other thing that I would do, and it's required of us because we're Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service, that in this case we would be including a website for you at no additional cost. In fact, let me do this for you, because I do want to be very clear. Of course, we are not Google. If anyone ever does call you and tell you that they are Google, they're telling stories. Their pants are on fire. Google will make these types of phone calls to businesses, but it has to be 100 locations or more. Anything less than that falls under the responsibility of the partnership program. We are a Google partner. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. In fact, I sent you a text message. Well, it's an SMS for the computer, but it works just like a text. For our pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. Adam, if you can, maybe put me on speakerphone even and open that up. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yes, give me one second here. Let me open this up.
Sure.
It's loading right now.
No problem.
Okay, so it opened up. It's to take control of your online presence, yes.
Perfect. So like I said, you'll be able to track your success, 24/7 access. We do call it your client dashboard. One of the things that I did not mention that you can do with that dashboard is manage and monitor your reviews, kind of keep track of your online reputation. You will have reviews on multiple platforms. Like I said, it's not just Google and Bing. It's all the different destinations and directories that Google wants to see, everything that gets indexed every time someone does a keyword search. Most of that content will allow someone to write a review. And like a website, it kind of talks about your services, your service area, kind of reassuring Google that if someone were to call you, you would be able to provide those services listed. Now, we've been around since 2004. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary a little later on this year. That's a long time, really, for any company, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the internet. That is a long time. We do have a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Again, it's month to month, but our clients do tend to keep the service because it's profitable. You'll see that blue tinted photo that kind of outlines some of what we do very early on. Below that, it says Google Ads Partner in a box. It says Google Partner with the colorful Google G inside it. You can click anywhere on that box. It's not just like copy and paste it off the internet. It's not a dead link. It actually does go directly to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that local splash is in fact a Google Partner. Now that makes all the difference in the world. When Google makes changes to their map or pack algorithm, they do share those changes with us ahead of time. So whether they're big changes or small changes, we will always make sure that you have the right content online to stay ahead of your competitors so you'll get those phone calls. If you click back on that link, we're talking about the SEO packages here. We are talking about that Platinum package, which again is perfect for your services and service area. If you were to tell me we go 200 miles, we've got 8 different crews, then we might be talking about those other packages on the right-hand side, but that Platinum package I think is going to be ideal for you. Normally it comes with an optimized landing page, but I did push through with the optimized website. We call it a My Site. That's what's available on the other two packages on the right-hand side. So it's a custom website, multiple tabs, multiple pages, everything that you would need and everything that a customer might want to see. Now, you can see that all of our packages would normally come with a $299 setup fee that attaches to the first month. I'm going to take $200 off of that setup fee, you know, partly because you might be using the Angi leads, and I want to make this affordable for you. So it's just a one-time setup fee of $99. That attaches to only the first month, and every month after that, it would be that fixed flat rate of $299. So again, that is the exact amount. Now, I am actually required to read that voice verification that I mentioned earlier before I even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there and schedule that follow-up call with our client interview technician. Is that fair?
Yes, it is. Okay. One question I have. I'm actually on the job right now. And
okay.
I have a couple guys here working. Would I be able to call you around like 12:30 or something like that and go on over with a little bit more?
So we can schedule the follow-up call for later on today, but it is a position that we're actively filling. Again, like I said, it's the responsibility of Google Partners when positions become available to find one company to work with. And then once we find that company, we stop the calls. We stop calling through the area. We close out the category. Realistically, at this point, I need about 6 or 8 minutes of your time, and then we can schedule that follow-up call with your technician.
Okay.
All right. So the voice verification reads as follows, and I'll get through it as quick as I can, but please stop me if you have a question. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Graber, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of the business as you would want it to appear online?
G&G Construction.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have it. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Adam Graber, Account Manager.
And as the account manager for G&G Construction, Adam, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Perfect. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our service, Adam, are you an authorized user on that account?
Correct.
Okay. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you are actively involved in your campaign because it's our job to make sure that your phone is ringing, to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are able to contact you. We do specifically request that you, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Adam, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Mr. Graber, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. The reason we ask, first of all the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Now,
so one thing I was gonna make you aware of as of right now is I did set up a Facebook page.
Oh, perfect.
And I think there is like 2 ads running currently on that.
Fantastic. I'm glad that you mentioned that. And then, of course, everything will kind of be accessible for you through your existing Facebook page then. We won't have to build a page for you. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, basically cutting the cost of the service in half, reducing the setup fee by 2/3, with it being month-to-month, and especially with the website included, Adam, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 21st of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 21st of the month at the further reduced rate of just $299.00. And again, Adam, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website, meaning that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. As I mentioned, Adam, this is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Graber, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Adam, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Adam, that actually does conclude the voice verification. Mr. Graber, for that initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
A Visa.
On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's both.
Any middle name and my name. And your name, for your name, is it first and last, or is there a middle initial?
I have a middle initial, Jeff.
And the middle initial, could you say that again?
J.
J. Gotcha. And then you said it was a Visa, right?
Correct.
That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. So how, another question I do is, how do I contact, what's a good number to contact you guys?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I was just about to give that to you. Do you have a pen handy? You actually do get it by email as well.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can email support at any time, of course, 24/7. They'll follow up with you within that same business day or the next day if they get the email after hours.
Okay.
So if you want
to... Already, I have that card number if you're ready.
Go ahead and read it 4 digits at a time. I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
4246
mm-hmm.
3154
okay.
0927
yes, sir.
8676
And the expiration month and year?
7/28
7/2028 And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
210
210. So I've got 210 on the back of the card. I've got July or 07 of 2028 for the expiration date. And then, Adam, was the card itself 42, 46, 31, 54, 09, 27, 86, 76?
Correct.
And then, does that bill at the 14104 Cuba Road? And that's 46741?
Correct.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. Like I said, it does have our client support phone number and hours of operation on there. Did you want me to give that to you now? Do you have a pen handy, or did you want to just, you know, type it into your phone?
Sure.
Okay, sure. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Okay? And then it's option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. Now, you'll receive that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. Now, when you receive either the text message or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business here on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. It'd be too short notice to get you in at 11, but you said you're working anyway. I could do noon or a little later on. I mean, there's actually a 1 o'clock, a 2 o'clock. This afternoon, there is a 6 o'clock and a 7 o'clock. Did you want something kind of sooner rather than later?
Let's do a 7.
7? Okay.
Let's do a 7. Can we do that?
Well, actually, oh, shoot, that 7 o'clock just got booked out. There is a 6 o'clock, though. I could do 6.
Let's do that.
Okay, so we'll do 6 o'clock. It's going to be scheduled from 6 until 7. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. If I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and then answer any quick questions that you might have. I may already be on a call, in which case they'll take care of you on their own. They'll do a really good job of that. At 5 o'clock, you're going to receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 6, and then I'll also send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really more for your records. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, that just stands for Client Interview to be conducted in English. Now, one quick thing, and then I'll definitely let you go, and I appreciate your time and your patience. I wanted to add a little bit of extra protection here on your account, just a simple question and an answer, another layer of security for you. If anyone calls us, first of all, and tells us that they're with GNG Construction, even if it's you, Adam, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And now this is extremely important, especially like a week from now when your website is active, if you start getting phone calls. If anyone ever tells you that that they're Google, or even if they say they're Local Splash, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that, please let them go. If anyone tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that's not us. Just let them go. Like I said, the voice verification was recorded and attached to your account as an added layer of protection. It clearly states it bills once a month moving forward on the 21st for just $2.99. It would never be a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's do my first pet name.
First pet's name? And then what is the answer?
Rocket.
Rocket? Okay, gotta type it in twice. But you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? Looks like you did. Looks like you got everything. The welcome email. And the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, that's the one that we would want you to open now if you've got a second. If you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. You see those blue words, click here?
Yes.
Okay. Click on that. It's hyperlinked to the terms of experience. So everything we just went over in the voice verification is provided for you in writing. Please feel free to scroll through it. I don't want to walk you through everything. Obviously, your time is valuable. Google is going to be our main focus, but about 1 out of 10 people will be searching on Bing. We want you to get those calls as well. Again, the website's included, the Facebook ads. You'll see the line that goes across and it populates your mobile number. Below that, there's a couple of boxes. We would want you to click both of them. One that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. You'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it. That's where you would click and either copy and paste or type in your name. If you copy and paste it, please be careful to not copy an extra space before or after. If you type it in, it's case sensitive. The A, J, and G are all capitalized, and there is no period after that middle initial J. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular field. But once you've got your name as it appears in that box, click the orangish colored box that says confirm signature. That does a few things. It lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost, that we've included the website. It allows us to do the initial NAPW audit, which is name, address, and phone number, to make sure any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. Of course, we'll do the website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. Now, you'll know that you're successful in submitting that form, Adam, when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
So when I try to swipe up, it's not letting me to. I sign my name, but
I've
it's
heard,
not letting me hit submit.
I've heard that. Obviously, you're on your smartphone. Sometimes if you turn your phone sideways, it pops up just enough for you to click on it. If you can see even a tiny bit of it, it's the orange one that's a little bit longer. That's the one that you would click on. But I've heard that with a smartphone. It's happened several times. But if you turn it sideways, it usually pops up enough for you to click on it.
Okay, I got that. Okay, it's asking for my username and then a password. Should I create that myself?
No, let me get that information out to you. In fact, you should already have it. It's in the welcome email. Now, your username cannot be changed. It's in our system the same way, but it is designed to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. It is the phone number we're speaking on. The area code is included, but just numbers. So no dashes, spaces, parentheses, nothing like that. Just simply 260-441-6534. That's your username. Again, you cannot change it. Your password, though, is the number 4 and then add. So 4, ADS. You'll be able to change that password, though, once you're able to access your tracking system. You don't have to try to do that right now. If you do, you'll simply get a message saying that your account is still being set up. Our automated system thinks that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview in that 6 o'clock hour for us to create the content for us to then track. But in the next day or so, once your tracking system is officially active, you'll receive by text and email confirmation and, again, reminding you what your username and password is. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Again, I appreciate your time, your patience, and your kindness in taking this phone call. You even made me laugh a couple of times. Got to be honest with you. I don't always get all of that. In fact, sometimes I get none of that, not even kindness. So I appreciate that, and I hope I've been respectful of your time. I hope that I am in between phone calls around 6 o'clock when our technician gives you a phone call. But I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Alrighty, thank you, sir. One question I did have is you said as far as the password, that's the number 4?
Yes, sir.
ADS, so none of that is capitalized, is it?
Correct. None of it is capitalized. The number 4, all lowercase ADS, no space. Again, you can see that along with our client support information on the welcome email that was sent out to you as well. I'm going to send that the calendar invite. Again, you don't have to respond to it, although many people will. It's really just for your records. It has your name, your username, and your password on there. The support@localsplash.com email is really the only email that you need. Please do, though, include your phone number or username. They're pretty much the same thing. When we do the client interview, I'm certain they'll tell you photos@localsplash.com in case you want to email the photos team directly, photos@localsplash.com. Other than that, Adam, you're all set and squared away on my end. You take care, sir. You have a great rest of the day. Hopefully, they'll be able to say a quick hello to you in that 6 o'clock hour.
Alrighty, thanks, sir. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you, too, Adam. You take care. We'll talk to you soon.
You too. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.